This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Ida blasted ashore along the Louisiana coast on Sunday as one of the most powerful hurricanes ever to hit the area. After stalling for several hours over coastal Louisiana, it left about a half million homes without power as night began to fall. After the storm made landfall near the barrier island of Grand Isle on Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden warned, "The devastation is likely to be immense. We shouldn't kid ourselves." The president said he has already signed an emergency declaration for the states of Louisiana and Mississippi, both still in the path of a Category 4 storm. He said the federal government would help the region get back on its feet as soon as possible. He also urged people in the storm-affected regions to look out for your neighbors. The U.S. Geological Survey said that the Mississippi River on Sunday actually reversed direction temporarily because of the storm, something a USGS expert told CNN was extremely uncommon. The reversal is due to storm surge and strong winds. Ida initially goes down as tide for the fifth strongest hurricane to make landfall in the United States based on wind speed. New Orleans hospitals plan to ride out the storm with their beds nearly full of COVID-19 patients, as similarly stressed hospitals elsewhere had little room for evacuated people. And shelters for those fleeing their homes carried an added risk of becoming flashpoints for new infections. French President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday visited the Islamic State jihadist group's former Iraqi stronghold in Mosul a day after vowing to keep troops in the country. He said in a speech that he urges Iraq's religious communities to work together.